Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming to my channel. I'm commenting on what President Donald J. Trump did recently, which is posting on Truth Social this artificial intelligence generated image of himself as Jesus Christ, putting his right hand on the forehead of a sick man who's in bed, and obviously and light shining out of his hands as though he's got some magical power of healing, and he can bless the person, restore the person to health just by touching him. White people in the background, the Statue of the Liberty, military jets flying overhead, the American flag ruffling in the wind. There's a nurse in modern nurse's garb looking on in awe. Wow, it's just nauseating. So Trump's messianic delusion is nothing new. Remember his first term on the lawn of the White House, and the helicopters making a lot of noise, pointing himself, calling himself the chosen one and things like that. As though his narcissism couldn't get any worse. But isn't this insanity? I mean, I'm no psychiatrist, a doctor of any kind. But when a person believes that he is Jesus Christ or some sort of supernatural savior figure, that is insane. And obviously, his delusions have been fed by the Bible bashers. These Christian fundamentalists are saying that he's God's chosen instruments and so on, that he was like, is it King Cyrus in the Bible, a sinner who's chosen by God for his divine purpose and stuff like that, how they used to pray for Trump to win. Okay, if you really believe in the power of prayer, don't vote for him, pray for him. And to make it a real miracle, if all the Christians in the USA did not vote for him and he won anyway, well, that really would be a miracle. So why do they put that one to the test? I mean, wow, just how bonkers and worrying is this? A guy who thinks he's some sort of on a mission from God, who's got his finger at the nuclear trigger, you can see how irrational he is. And just how thick and evil so many people are in many countries, and that includes the USA. It's revolting. So even some of his fervent supporters, some of his fans, this is too much. This is revolting. So he verbally crossed swords with His Holiness the Pope, Leo the 14th, who is himself American, because the Bishop of Rome has spoken out against the illegal war of aggression waged by Israel and the United States against Iran. Now, the Pope says, generally speaking, he's a man of peace. Christianity, particularly Catholic Christianity, is not pacifist per se. It's got pacifist tendencies. It recognized that it is right to fight sometimes. And Trump, about his post on the ill-named Truth Social, says it's him as a doctor. Well, yet another flagrant lie, a bit like, you know, 10 years ago when he first declared he was going to stand for public office, when he talked about, was it Megyn Kelly, that Fox News host, that she was bleeding out of her wherever, and then denying this is an allusion to menstruation. So incessantly insulting the intelligence of the American people, all these vulgar things, of all the blatant lies he's ever told, despite the blatancy of his endless lies, there are people who trust him. So there he is rattled. So appealing to religious mania, to chauvinism, so he's a hyper-nationalist. Trump, who never even pretended to be religious until he sought public office, he never went to church apart from weddings and funerals. And so there he is, as though he could magically heal people, as though he's got any interest in medicine, so on. You see all the irrational, crazy, very dangerous things he told people to do about coronavirus, just like washing with bleach. People in the Christian Broadcasting Network have denounced this, and saying, you know, this is sinful, is blasphemous, obviously. So does he think he's godlike? It's really revolting. You know, when the Obamas did the slightest thing, not going to the funeral of Antonin Scalia, I know a Christian fundamentalist who said that was a disgusting breach of protocol, and I don't know what the protocol was. All right, maybe that was a no-no by him. But what Trump has done is 100 times worse, or that Meghan, what was her name, that Michelle Obama wore a dress that showed her arms, they're furious, or... God, I can't remember that guy with the Irish-American name. It'll come to me. His grandfather came from Cork. Who has his own show. Not O'Reilly, the other guy on Fox News, the one without a degree. Anyway, he said he was annoyed that Obama had a certain sauce with his food, and that was so elitist and pretentious. Wow. But Trump can get away with just about anything. Goodness. So Hannity, Sean Hannity, that is. So it really is revolting and very troubling that he might say, well, let's bring on the Armageddon. Is he going to bring on the apocalypse, something like that? Believe in end times eschatology. It's troubling. Anybody else, you'd say that this person is totally insane, wouldn't you? But when a very powerful person does it, somehow it's less troubling. No, it's not. It's more. But even he recognized he's done something wrong, that he took it down. Wow. So maybe there is a scintilla of rationality in him still. What can be done when I know that this feeds people's insanity. And there's that book on sickness, in sickness and in power by Lord David Owen, British politician, foreign secretary, and psychiatrist. And he said there's a declension of the mental of health of political leaders the longer they remain in office, unable to read the room, maybe surrounded with sycophants, starting to fall for their own propaganda. And Trump is no exception, may well have Alzheimer's like his father did. It's a hereditary condition, doesn't guarantee that he'll get it, and so forth. Morbidly obese doesn't help. And there he is. Is he 80 years of age? His 80th birthday is very soon. It's very troubling. He's always had these delusions of grandeur. But now reality in some extent is caught up with his fantasy, because he is the president, waging this war he promised he would never, ever do. Does he even know what the truth is? I mean, I've said it for years. It's unmoored from reality. It's only going to get worse. People were worried about the incipient senility of Joe Biden, and Joseph Robinette Biden indeed was losing it towards the end, but Trump, I think, even more so. Well, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, PayPal, GeorgeCallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.